The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all primed. You got your cup of coffee poured, maybe your glass of soda pop, or, you know, you're having lunch or dinner or breakfast. Who knows what time of the day that you're listening to us, but I hope it's all going well. Weather's been interesting, a little wet, but that's okay. You know, that's all right. We need the rain and stuff. A lot of our creeks and stuff have been dry, but we got a interesting show today. Next weekend, I'll be spending the whole week down at the Red Crest Tournament for Major League Fishing, and I'm going to be getting an interview with my good friend Kevin Van Dam. This is his last tournament that he will be fishing in as a professional angler. So I'm very excited about that. We'll, you know, try to get Kevin on the air and stuff like that. And there's going to be, you know, some manufacturers. It's a big show, and it's all down in Birmingham, Alabama. And they're fishing Lay Lake, and it's a big tournament. It really is, and I'm glad to be going down there. I've been to a few of them now, and I have a good time. Sometimes I have too good of a time, but that's another subject. I'm also really excited. I got my fifth season turkey permit, so I got a first season turkey permit and a fifth season turkey permit. Ooh, it's going to be a grand time with Mike Reynolds and Danny Hayes in the blind. Those turkeys will be laughing and falling over and having a good time with everything that's going on out there. We're going to be talking later on in the show with the fishing report for Braidwood Lake, but that opened up last week. And I got some good reports. Hey, and, you know, a day later you get a little bit lower report, but I've got a mixed report, but most of it is all on the good side. Like I said, we'll hear about Braidwood Lake. Lots of things are popping out of the ground. We have our first morel mushroom report from down in Perry County, which is in southern Illinois. I may have to stop in Perry County on my way to Birmingham just to check things out, you know, and that'll be a good time there. So I'm pretty excited about all that. A couple of news things before we talk about what's on today's show. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to help monitor streams and rivers in several river basins throughout central and northeastern Wisconsin, specifically the Lower Fox, Upper Fox, Wolf River, and Northeast Lakeshore basins. What you're going to do is you're going to be sampling water and quality improvements of these rivers and waterways. There are multiple monitoring locations in each of these spots. Most of them are by bridges that it's very easy to have access to the water. So don't think you're going to be trudging through, you know, high weeds and everything else. No. We're not going to do that. But, you know, you'll fill 3 water bottles with water from a stream and then take it up to a field, 2 field measurements. So it's a quantity of water. The process takes about an hour for the month for you to do a couple of these samples. Then they put them, pack them on ice, and they give you a cooler, and the cooler's got a shipping label on it, and take it to a post office, and they shoot it off to Madison, Wisconsin, where their lab is, and they check it all out. That's really kind of a cool thing to do, and you can volunteer to be part of that. I mean, it's really a simple thing. If you're interested, call our friend Catherine Wendorf at 920 920-296-5126. Let me repeat that number, 920-296-5126. Or you can go on the DNR website if you want to go, you know, rooting around to find something. That's always fun. In Michigan, this is an interesting one. Beginning March 1st, about, 9 days ago, sport fishing guides operating in Michigan will need an inland guide license to take clients on guided trips on inland lakes, rivers, and streams. The license is required for anyone guiding on any waters except for the Great Lakes and Great Lakes connecting waters and the bodies of water with a surface area of less than 5 acres. That's important. The Great Lakes connecting waters refer to specific bodies of water in Michigan that connect to those Great Lakes, St. Mary's River, St. Clair, and a few others. So that's a list. But this is a fee that they're charging for inland guides. For a resident license, it's $150. Non-resident license fee is $300 if you're going to be a guide, okay? You need to have your inland sport fishing license. Now, this guide is for about 3 years. That's how long it's going to last. But some of the requirements are, and I'm glad they have these requirements. You need to possess a certification in first aid and cardiopulmonary resuscitation issued by the American Red Cross. In English, you got to be able to do CPR and do it properly. Possess a valid, lawful obtained Michigan driver's license issued under the Michigan Vehicle Code or an official state personal identification card or DNR issued sports card. You can't have been convicted of a felony. That's very important. Be eligible to purchase a license for the fish species targeted while you're acting as a sport fishing guide. You need to have also a U.S. Coast Guard approved valid captain's license. If you intend to operate watercraft while acting as a sport fishing guide. And this is important. I'm glad they're doing this because when you go out with a guide, the guide is really responsible for your care. And they need to have all this information. And if you're interested in doing this or you are a guide in Michigan, contact the Michigan DNR and to talk to them about this and see, you know, what do you need? How do I get this information? For more information, you can call Kendra Kozlowskis at 231-330-2845. Got that down? It's 231-330-2845. Okay. Oh, we got that. Okay. I'm just trying to make sure we got everything we covered here. Oh, we need to talk about who's on today's show. That's right. On this week's Great Outdoors, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we have Dave McCoy. Dave is an angler who I met a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, maybe longer than that. And he is part of a very interesting tournament that he's in called Head to Head, where you're competing against 9 other teams over numerous lakes. And this is all set up for like TV, internet, video coverage. So you could sit there at home, watch it like you do Bassmasters and MLF and stuff like that. But, you know, you could have 4 different screens on your computer. You can touch one of these screens and you could ask a question to the angler while they're fishing. Then I think the cameraman reads it to them. But, I mean, this sounds like a really cool thing. So you're really seeing live on, you know, provided by satellite. I'm very excited about this program. And we're going to be talking with Dave McCoy. And he's the only Illinois angler that is in this tournament for his is the walleye side. They have a bass fishing side also, but it's called Head to Head. So we're going to check that out. Then the latest elite angler champion from last week is a 19-year-old, you know, angler, 19. You heard me right. 19 years old from Carbondale, Illinois. Somebody from Southern Illinois came through the high school tournament process that we have here in Illinois. I interviewed him 3 times. And all the kids in high school fishing are going to be like, I want to be like Trey. I want to be like Trey. Trey McKinney is his name, everyone. And from Carbondale, Illinois. And, you know, come on. The Hawks have got, you know, Bernard. And, you know, we've got Trey. I mean, I'm up for this. This is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So he's going to be our second interview. And I'm very, very proud of him with his calling me up and said, we got to do an interview, Chauncey. So that was really cool. And then we'll have Aiden in the fishing report and a couple of other outdoor news things that we can fit in. So, you know, sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, soda, lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever time of the day you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, remember to tell all your friends to either do the ESPN Chicago app or just go to Chauncey'sGreatOutdoors.com, click on the word podcast, and you can hear us 24/7 on your phone. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, I've got a gentleman by the name of Dave McCoy, who is going to explain to me and you, the H2H. Now, that's not a chemical reaction. Dave, thanks for coming on the show, but what's H2H?
Well, good morning, Chauncey. Thank you for this opportunity today. H2H is head-to-head fishing, which is a league. It is a televised walleye and bass league that's out of Wisconsin. And what they're doing this spring on both the bass and walleye side is they have selected teams of anglers to fish kind of like as a baseball season. We have 10 events in total, the last one being a playoff bracket. And the first nine, there are 10 teams that will fish against each other in four-hour sessions. Each session is going to have a cameraman live in the boat. And it's kind of like, you know, playing baseball. You win a match, you get a W, you lose a match, you get an L. And at the end of the nine events, we'll have standings. And the top eight teams advance to the finals, and the other two teams are out. And these events will start March 27th, live on Fix TV. There's no sign-up fee. Anybody can tune in and watch. And this is the walleye side now, March 27th.
Right.
With the second event, April 3rd. And then they run every 2 weeks all the way until August. And my partner and I, Captain Derek Boger, who's a captain for Brad Alexander Fishing out of Green Bay, we're the only two Illinois anglers selected. They were about 100 teams that applied for this unique format, and we are the two that are representing the state of Illinois.
Okay, so it's a bracket thing where, okay, if you win this turn, you go to the next group, right?
Yeah, we're guaranteed nine teams will fish against, yes. So there's 10 teams. We'll fish against each team once. And the nice thing about this league is the time of year changes, and then bodies of water change. The first two are on the Fox River in downtown Green Bay. The next one is out on the Bay of Green Bay proper out of Ocotillo. Then the next four rotate to Lake Winnebago before returning to Green Bay in July for summertime fishing out on the Bay of Green Bay. So it's a challenge to adapt to changing weather conditions, changing bodies of water. It's an ongoing process, and we face a different team in each one of those locations on each one of those dates.
This sounds interesting. So the H2H is head-to-head, okay.
Correct.
And so you and your partner are fishing in this tournament in 21 days or whatever it is. And
correct.
If you win that tournament, it's like a baseball game.
It's like a baseball schedule. Yes, we get a W, and then we advance to the next opponent. And our opponent gets an L, and they then advance to their next opponent. And so we're going to fish against each of the other nine teams one time throughout the entire league schedule. And with a cameraman in the boat, the viewers will be able to, they have something called multi-view on Fix TV, PHYX.TV, and you can watch whatever boat you want to watch. You can watch multiple boats at one time. You can watch just our boat. You can watch a feed that has moderators and goes, you know, for one boat from the other. And this format's a whole all-day event on Wednesdays, so that in the morning there'll be six boats fishing against each other for 4 hours, and then the next, you know, in the afternoon there'll be four others. Now, again, in each of the morning sessions, it's two boats fishing against two boats, and then two other boats fishing against two other boats,
uh-huh.
and two other boats fishing against two boats. In the afternoon, it's the same thing, but the remaining four boats will fish. So the time of day changes for us, the seasons change for us, the bodies of water change for us, and then who we fish against. So it's quite possible we could have the best regular season, we could catch the most fish, and be 0-9. We could literally run into our opponent's best day of the year, where they beat us, we would have the highest total for every other team that's out there that day and still get a loss. And so the math here, the competition here, the tiebreakers are involved. You have to be consistent. You have to fish hard. You have to use your entire 4 hours because you don't know where you're going to stand come the last event in July 31st before the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to be able to be consistent, stack up enough wins to qualify, and then once you get to the playoff bracket in August, it's head-to-head knockout. So the eight teams will fish against each other, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 6. Whoever wins advances to the semifinals in the afternoon, with the winners advancing to the finals on the 14th of August on the Bay of Green Bay. So it's round robin until the playoffs. And then it's a traditional knockout bracket at that point, you know, boat versus boat.
Somebody's going to say, this is confusing. It's not confusing when you see it on a piece of paper, you know, because
correct.
It's just like a bracket when you see, you know, when you're picking your brackets for, you know, the March Madness, you know, who's going to win. The thing, though, is this TV thing is really different.
Yeah, it's different in this respect. It's not going to be edited. We have a satellite connection that the signal goes to the satellite down to Los Angeles and back to Wisconsin in 9-second delay. So that, and they're going to have, and they've already done this on their bass tournaments that they've been running. They had one down in Lake Logan. When was that? About 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The viewers can actually chat with us live in the boat. There's going to be a live chat stream in the corner of the fixed TV link that if viewers have any questions, what techniques we're using, you know, what do we test that fish on, what depth are we fishing, viewers can literally talk to us in the boat in real time. And the cameras are real time. There's no editing. There's no prepackaging or repackaging for what the viewers will see. It's all, you know, with a literally 9-second delay. So it's basically live. The cameraman is hooked up to the studios. If we get an incoming question, they can ask us, hey, Dave, Derek, you want to take this question? And we can answer questions to the viewers right while we're in the boat on the Bay of Green Bay, which has never been done before. This is a totally, you know, live streamed, unique format with nonstop coverage. So we have to be in our P's and Q's. You know, they obviously don't want us accidentally swearing should we miss a fish.
Oh, yeah.
But they also realize that this is, you know, reality TV. You're going to see what anglers do, what decisions they make, what fish they catch. You know, all that's going to be visible and for the viewers to partake in live.
Literally, Dave, that's the part that's blowing my mind. It's so I could sit there, watch these four screens on my computer monitor, and I can click on who I want to listen to in their conversation between themselves, and I can type a question to them. Is that right?
Correct. And, yes, we are mic'd up, so you will hear us talk about are we moving the boat, do we stay here, what decisions we have to make, which is, you know, in a four-hour time frame. It's compressed. We have to be on fish and catch fish. The pressure is going to be right now. And, yes, we can interact with the studio, with the viewers live. Absolutely. And that's both exciting. It's also a little nerve-wracking, if you know what I mean.
Do live radio. I understand completely. You know? Just make sure that your fishing partner. I says, as long as the guy doesn't tell bad jokes, you're okay.
Well, we can't guarantee no bad jokes, but we can guarantee pretty good music in the boat, and we're hoping to guarantee that we're going to catch a lot of fish. And, you know, the two of us, my partner and I, are looking at this as, you know, this is a learning opportunity for people who maybe never fished Green Bay or Lake Winnebago to see, you know, how we handle and what we do and mm-hmm. what decisions we make. There's no reason to keep, like, secrets in the sense that we're not helping our, you know, our foe that day can't watch us live. They're fishing. The people who are fishing in the afternoon are not allowed to watch the morning session. And by the time someone figures out what we did or how we did it, we're on to the next tournament 2 weeks later, the next match. We're on to the next lake. So there's really no reason to keep a secret. There's no reason to you know, hide what we're trying to do because we're not gaining any advantage by doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to make it more of an educational experience, share in what we have to do and how we do it. And quite frankly, the people who are running the head-to-head, they're anticipating that over time, this will come kind of like a miniature reality TV as fans pick their favorite teams, and there might be a good guys team and a villain team, and what team is, you know, funnier than others in the boat, you know, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, I fished in the head-to-head tournament in 2022 up on the Fox River in De Pere. So I had done this once before, and it is different having a cameraman in the boat. Now, we did really well. You know, we were selected to fish against a bunch of pros, and, you know, we finished in the top five, and quite frankly, should have won the tournament had we not lost a coin flip tiebreaker on day four when none of the boats caught fish due to the weather conditions and so on. But we had the highest total of two of the 5 days, so we're looking to be competitive. We're looking to, you know, represent. It's kind of funny. Those of us who do this were laughing last fall when, you know, our Chicago quarterback made the comment that there's nothing else to do in Green Bay except watch football. Well, if you live up there, you go up there a lot, that area is one of the Midwest premier fishing destinations. So everybody has a boat. Everybody's fishing. Everyone's out on the water. It's a whole different, you know, kind of lifestyle compared to what we have down here in northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So he's right about one thing. It's either packers or fishing. There aren't many other things, but there is they spend their time in the spring, summer, and fall out on the water. It's a beautiful area and plenty of fish to catch. So we're looking forward to, as the only Illinois team, going up there and showing that we can compete with these other nine teams from Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, it's true. Well, the third thing is you get a Wisconsin old-fashioned at the bar. That's the third thing they do up there. But this head once again, we're talking about Dave McCoy, everyone, who's an Illinois angler. Him and his fishing partner are fishing the H2H, head-to-head fishing. If you go to HTHfishing.com. I'm having a speech problem right now. So it's H2Hfishing.com. You can see this, and they're doing what he's talking about for the walleye. They're doing exactly the same thing for the bass fishing. And
correct.
At the end of this tournament, what could you wind up winning?
Well, if you go all the way through, each mini match is $300. Not a lot, but just enough to keep your appetite whetted. But as you get to the playoffs, each victory in the playoffs is $1,000, and the championship is $7,000. So there is a monetary payout. It's not gigantic. It's just more, you know, for us, it's more
pride.
You know, pride in fishing against the best in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, representing that, you know, we down here can go up there and be successful as well. And, you know, we have our own, you can also find head-to-head on Facebook, obviously, head-to-head fishing on Facebook. And then our team, Derek and I, our Facebook for fans to follow is Fabulous Illinois Boys. And yeah, it's Fibs for short. And people who aren't fishing understand why my partner chose that name, because it's something that Wisconsin Knights, you know, call us as a term of,
love term for the Illinois anglers.
A love term for Illinois anglers. So we're the Fabulous Illinois Boys on Facebook. And you can find pictures of us with our schedule, our opponents, and what we've done in each of the matches. And so, yes, you can find them on – and also these tournaments are streamed – these matches are streamed on YouTube and Facebook as well. But the last hour of coverage, they switch over to primarily solely on Pix TV. Again, PHYX.TV. No fee to sign up. It's kind of like the YouTube experience. So anybody can go there, sign up, mm-hmm. We'll see the content, see the best. The Bass League, see the Walleye League, as well as other tournaments that they broadcast.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for coming on and explaining to us about this, what's going to be a hot item to watch, and just to enjoy the head-to-head, H2H, fishing.com, and all the different anglers, and go to that TV site that you mentioned. What was it again?
Fix TV. PHYX.TV.
Yeah.
It's internet streaming, just like you'd go to Hulu or something.
Okay. And you watch that, and you could see all the, you know, the tournaments. You could see this, and you can click ask a question. I mean, it's an interactive fishing tournament, bracket style. The only thing you're missing is somebody selling programs and peanuts, you know?
And, you know, if you can't make them live matches on a Wednesday,
yeah,
they archive them immediately, so you can watch the matches on a Thursday, Friday, or a week later.
Oh.
So all the content is on the Fix TV website. You can even go back and watch the tournament that we fished in 2 years ago, my partner Bert and I fished in the Pier 2022 event. All those events are archived, so you can go there right now and kind of see what the cameraman, the boat, and what it looks like. Although this is the first year they do the multi-stream, where you can watch four or five feeds at one time.
Yeah.
So that's a new development.
Well, Dave, once again, thank you so much for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we're going to have to follow you, and we're going to have to hear back from you after the first tournament, okay?
Well, sounds good. Thanks. We'll talk to you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Cool. That was Dave McCoy, everybody, from H2H Fishing, head-to-head fishing. Go online. Go check out some of the archived video and everything else. This is really different, and it's really cool. Really, I'm not exaggerating. Check it out. You'll enjoy that. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And guess what? Guess what? I have got someone on the phone who is the youngest. Yes, that's correct. Let's get the start counting. He's the youngest angler to win a Bassmaster Elite Series. He has proven time and time and time again how of good, hard work an angler he is. The other thing is, I interviewed him when he was fishing in high school. But right now we've got on the phone with us Trey McKinney. Trey, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about you?
Hey, you know what? You must be in seventh heaven, or just maybe you're trying to recoup after last weekend's big win. And how I can't even imagine what you have gone through, because Trey, I tell people, yes, you can catch fish, but the mind game of fishing a big tournament will drive you nuts, won't it?
Absolutely. That's the thing that a lot of people, and I'm not saying some people don't realize it, but it's so it's such a mental game. Like, fishing is unbelievably like that. So, I mean, it's basically, like you said, you know, got things going, but trying to recoup. Recoup is definitely the term of it. It's just basically after, like, a tournament like this, man, I mean, we've been running on straight adrenaline. We've had back-to-back tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's one of the things that it's just, it's hard to explain. It's so, like, stressful that you almost, like, you know, I mean, I guess some people, you know, the whole goal of it is to be able to go out there and just go fishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's say everybody's the key is don't stress about it. Go out there, do your thing. Don't worry about them. It's you versus the fish. But let me tell you, that is a hard thing to accomplish, you know? I mean, there's so many times where some days I will accomplish it, but what about the next day and the next day and the next day, you know? It's one thing where it's just, I don't know, some people call us bass fishermen crazy, which that might be a good term for us, but I'll tell you what, you get out there, you get in the moment, and you know you got 8 hours of time, and 8 hours of time sounds like a really long time, but let me tell you guys, when you get out there and you start fishing, 8 hours flies by. So It's one of them things where, I mean, it's jam-packed of, I mean, emotion, adrenaline, trying to get them, stuff not going right, stuff going right. It goes every which day. I mean, it can your whole day can turn around in about an hour or about 5 seconds. So, I mean, fishing, it's an awesome deal. It's jam full of energy and everything else like that, but it is a stressful thing.
Oh, gosh, yes, it is. And, you know, he won this Elite Series down. What lake was that on again?
Lake Fork,
which is not, you know, an easy lake to always fish. I mean, you know, things happen on that lake that just mess anglers up for years, and they have psychological problems for even more. But, I mean, you had 20 bass, I think it was, in the total of fishing, right?
Yes.
130 pounds and 15 ounces?
Yeah, that's what a guy told me. He's like, "How much do you weigh?" I'm like, "Well, I weigh about 125. He's like, "So you tell me you just beat your weight in 4 days of fishing?" I was like, "Yes, sir."
That's that's great. I love that one. You outfished your weight. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes, sir. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And like I said, you're pounding them, trying to get the most fish you can, obviously. And, you know, how did you figure out what to do out there? Because I know you.
Absolutely. I mean, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it was one of the things where I had never seen much about this. Like, you know, I've always heard about it, like, just an absolute amazing place to fish, you know, just with all the size quality. So I was like, you know, I don't really know much about it. I'm just going to see what happens. And I went and pre-practiced it for a few days because I'd never fished in Texas. You know, these lakes are so much different than what I'm used to fishing. And we come down here and we started pre-practice. And all of a sudden I was like, you know what, I like this lake, you know. It was pretty wild. I got some general areas that I really liked, and that's what basically happened was in practice, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I have my two or three areas I'm going to focus on, and that's what I done. I found three or four areas that I knew had a high concentration of fish, and I knew if they were spawning, they're going to go here. If they're coming there, they got to come through here, and if they're not, then I got to find them. You know, that's one. I knew they were there. I just had to find them. And that's just basically what I done throughout the days. If you guys watch live, I just kind of bounced around.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last day, I caught them, every single one of them shallow. You know, just to be able to move like that is my love for it. You know, just being able to change on it, figure out how to get them, and then finally figure out which day and the right pattern and just go to catching them.
Yeah. Now, I think you were using a stick bait, weren't you?
Yes, sir. I was using every once in a while, like the first 2 days, I was using more of a minnow style bait from Strike King.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the time went on, you know, I was using more of like a jerk bait. And then the last day, completely everything just like shut down on me. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm struggling. This is not going to be it. You know what I'm saying? It gets mm-hmm. all stressful. And then finally I'm like, you know what? I am just going to go and I'm going to basically just focus on what I know, focus on my confidence. And so I was throwing a Strike King Ocho 5-inch stick bait, more mm-hmm. like some people would call it a Cinco.
Yeah.
And as well as a Strike King Baby structure jig. So just basically like a little jig I always have on my deck, a little jig that I always have confidence in. And we just kind of, we found a few areas that had them, and we just put our head down and made a few of them buy.
Oh, yeah. And that's a great example. You never know when the smallest bait is going to catch a good fish.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's as you guys can see, I mean, these Japanese guys really do a good job of explaining that. You know, we mm-hmm. always say, okay, little baits, little fish, big baits, big fish. Not always the case.
Mm.
You know, it's not always the case at all. And some tournaments, you know, some tournaments you got to know the difference. Some tournaments, you know, it is the big baits, big fish. But some tournaments, it's not the case.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, too, is I know you like to use St. Croix.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, it's almost like sometimes I say you could feel the fish breathing on it, okay? on your lure when you're working it with the St. Croix. So, I mean, that's a great thing. But then the other thing that you have, and a lot of, you're seeing more and more of them, but I know your electronics, you have a Lowrance active target, right?
Yes, sir.
God, I'm doing this from memory, Trey. I'm impressed.
Yes, you are.
I'm doing this from memory. Hey, Chance, give yourself a pat on the back. You know, I mean, does that help you with fishing where you're able to see better?
Oh, absolutely, you know. I mean, it's some people, you know, I mean, I've got on there, I've read some of the comments, you know, like, okay, guys, let's take forward facing away from these young guys and they would be nothing type of thing, you know. I feel like it's not always the thing, you know. It's a lot of heat in the fishing industry right now
mm-hmm.
Over the forward facing sonar, which, you know, I get some of it, but some of it I don't understand what people's getting at on it, because, I mean, I guess a lot of people, if people would take time to go through the background of me and where I've come from, I did not come from a live scoping air. Basically, I mean, I know I'm only 19, so it's kind of like explaining, well, that's what you had to come from, you know, being that young, coming up in the fishing industry. It's almost not the case. I've grown up as a shallow water guy, grown up flipping bushes, I've grown up flipping laydowns. I mean, dirty water, spinner bait, I mean, everything like that, it was my love before. And when I found out about LiveScope, it's a tool, more or less. So mm-hmm. when I know I need it, when I know I need to use it to compete, that's what I'm going to be doing, you know. But if I can find a secondary pattern where I can catch them, how I like, how I've grown up, I'm 100% there, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to competing, coming down to having a chance to win, it's one of the tools that you have to use, you know. I mean, it's one of them tools where if you don't use it, you're going to get left behind. So that's at the point where I chose to learn it, chose to really find out how these fish do, how they work on it, what little things I know, what little baits I can get them to bite on live scope.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point on that. But, yes, sir, it's a wonderful tool on learning about bass in general.
Yeah. Now, but one of the things, everybody, Trey is from Southern Illinois. That means, you know, yes, you're from Southern Illinois, but you're not from Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Texas. I consider you a Northern angler, that because you as an angler, and this is where I think you're seeing more Northern anglers coming up higher in some of these tournaments, whether it's a Bassmasters tournament or it's the MLF tournaments, they're coming up a little bit because you learned living at home, going to high school and fishing after school, or not, because I know you would never cut a class, to go fishing. And you learned to fish in all environments, not just hot, warm, you know, springtime, fat, you know, female bass laying on their beds. No, 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 no. You were fishing strip mines, ponds, lakes, whatever you could as a younger angler, and you're still a younger angler. You're only nine. You, hey, by the way, your birthday. Happy birthday. It's sometime this week.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, so here you are, you know, using the skills that you've gotten when you were in, you know, a younger than 19, young kid that you are, that you've been able to elevate yourself to fishing all of this stuff that you're in and winning an elite tournament. That, I think that is a huge, huge, tremendous, you know, congratulations on you, because that shows, besides, you know, yes, there's luck in everything, but it shows smart, it shows skill, it shows determination, and it just shows how deep your heart is that you're going to dig down into it to catch more fish. Whoa, Chauncey, take a breath.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, and I mean, that's what I look at when I see this. And oh, I was watching this over the weekend, screaming your name in my office. I was screaming your name. Because like I said, you know, we've gone a long, long time and we've known each other. And like I says, I was just so proud. I mean, your family must have been, you know, wild with this.
Yes, sir. My mom was going crazy.
Mamas are allowed to go crazy. I'm going to tell you this right now. They can yell, scream, and if she wanted to run up on stage and give you a kiss on the cheek, that's perfectly fine.
Yep, they're, that's one thing they're entitled to, right?
Yeah, they're entitled to anything they want to do like that. Well, my goodness gracious. I mean, were there some of the other sponsors that you know, have that you really kind of helped you out winning this that, you know, I didn't mention or you didn't mention?
Yeah, I mean, Basscat is a huge deal for me, you know. I mean, you got to have a craft to go out there and float. So that was a huge thing for me. Basscat, Seaguar, Lose, Strike King, some people that really believed in me, and that's a very special thing in me. I've always tried to keep anything on my jersey more of like a family organization type mm-hmm. of thing. Not so much that part of it. It's just the people in the business, you know, that mm-hmm. That, you know, I have on a personal level, like as friends, you know, not just for the money aspect of it, anything like that, just more of going with them because they got good products, good people, you know, that's more or less more important to me than anything. Yeah. On that aspect of things. So that's kind of everybody on my jersey. I love them to death. St. Croix is amazing, guys. I mean, they're absolutely huge. They just put a little video together, everybody in the shop saying congratulations to me. So that was an amazing thing, you know. It's pretty special when somebody takes the time to do that. So, but no, other than that, everybody on my jersey, I want to thank everybody like that, even my family for doing it, for coming. I mean, everybody supported so good, and just the people I've met in my life over, you know, just a few years that I've fished is, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it really is just the people that I've met in some of the most random places and become lifelong buddies.
That's so cool. Well, my friend, on behalf of all of us Illinois anglers that now can say, one of our guys did it. And I know it's only going to be better as we go down the road. Like I said, everyone, we're talking with Trey McKinney, who won the Bassmasters Elite down in Lake Fork with the fourth highest weight ever. I mean, 130 pounds, 15 ounces. That's more than he weighs, just so you know. He said it. I didn't. So, you know, I just can't, you know, a field of 103 anglers, and you stood on top of everybody. Congratulations.
Sounds good. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for giving me a call.
Oh, I'm so glad you were able to pick up the phone. Everybody, Trey McKinney, let's keep an eye on him. Is there a place to watch you down the road online?
Absolutely. I have Instagram and Facebook, Trey McKinney Fishing. I would love for y'all come follow along, see what's going on. We're going to be posting everything, maybe some tips and tricks, maybe anything in life general about it of us traveling around the world. Y'all need to keep in touch on Trey McKinney Fishing on Facebook and Instagram.
And tell them you heard it on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. All right, Trey, thank you so much. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, trolling, trolling.
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're ready to take on your day and follow me into the great outdoors. Let's start out with the Aiden Fishing Report, brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Papa, Dad and I went to Berrien Springs Dam again, and there were a bunch of steelhead hooked and lost, but the fishermen were having a good time anyway. There was one woman fisherman
She never lost the fish. Maybe she could show the old guys how to do it. Yeah, Aiden, my mother, your grandmother, could teach everybody how to fish. Trust me on that one. One fisherman who knows me let me fight a steelhead he had hooked, and man, was it a lot of fun, and everybody was cheering, and almost when we got it to the net, it got off, and everyone clapped and yelled, "That's why it's called fishing, not catching, Aiden." So we all laughed. When are you coming up? We need to talk about a bait casting reel for me. Hint, hint, hint. He's working on me again. Love you. You're a fishing magician and hockey star, Aiden. All right. Thank you. You know what? That was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Up by the Dells Dam, lots of walleye action going on up there, it seems like. Walleye, sauger, a lot of small fish. If you keep it up, you can get a dinner's worth. Really, they said no color preference. Anything seems to be working, so just keep up there and keep it going. Braidwood Lake opened last week. A lot of fish were caught. Then it slowed down a little bit, came back up. Shore fishermen are catching some bass, some cats, some bluegills, some bullheads, lots of wide varieties, so they're doing okay. Keep it up, and if it's going to be windy and rainy, go another day. Nothing wrong with that, but boaters are really doing quite well. Water temperature runs anywhere between 50 and 63 degrees right now, my last report. I got some. So, but lots of bluegills and nice catfish. Northern Wisconsin, we're seeing a lot of fish going on up that way, but the few ponds way up north that are up there, it's not worth going on the ice, guys and ladies. It's not worth going. North West Indiana, there's a largemouth bass and crappie and bluegill are all active in small ponds. Let's not pass that one up because you can never go wrong, you know, fishing. Kenny Husker from Husker Outdoors and part of Waterworks Marine's pro staff said, great weather, work the southern shorelines, and if you want to find some fish, a lot of northern pike are active. So a minnow is going to get you some nice fish. So he's saying, you know, check out the pike operation. Up on the chain of lakes, back channels that's been producing, T-channel and some of the other smaller ones. Don't go walking across somebody else's property to go fish these. Ask for permission. If they say no, leave nicely. It's going to be okay. If they, more than likely, they'll say yeah, as long as you pick up after yourself. Downtown Chicago River, small, I'm not going to say small, he's largemouth bass more than smallmouth. Some carp action has been happening down there too, and a few perch have been caught in the Chicago River. Notice how I said a few. All right, March 15th, LaSalle opens, and Heideke opens April 1st. Let's not forget that one too. Kankakee River, smallmouth and pike seem to be the two active fish there. And, whoa, I can hear the flute playing. So we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. Lost somebody this week who is a very dear close friend and a second mother to me. Her name was Glenda Hale. Up from Owaspee Scout Reservation. They do move down to Memphis, but she's always loved me from the bottom of her heart. So please remember, when you say the name of someone around a campfire, their spirit will rise with the smoke, and they will live forever in our hearts and minds. Remember that. Please don't forget, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you, everybody.